Cookies that look like reindeer may not win a baking contest, but they can help bring a family closer together. This season, WUSF reporters are sharing their holiday food traditions. Today, the Zest podcast producer Dalia Colon introduces us to her family's reindeer cookies.
I first learned about the recipe, if you can even call it that, from a coworker years ago. I was newly married with a 9-year-old stepdaughter, Arielle, and reindeer cookies seemed like a fun project for our little blended family. The instructions were simple enough. Shape cookie dough into flat triangles, add 2 green M&Ms for the eyes, 1 red M&M for the nose, 2 small pretzels for antlers, and bake. As the years went by, Arielle grew taller and I grew busier. I eventually switched from homemade dough to store-bought, but we always made time for reindeer cookies. Today, Arielle is a 5'10" college basketball player in North Carolina, and my husband and I now have 2 young children of our own at home.
I'm Nora, and I'm 7 years old.
I'm Benji, and I'm 3.
I'm Braulio, and I'm too old to discuss that right now.
Last week, Braulio, the kids, and I set out to keep the tradition going.
Benji, it's cookie time.
I want to crack the egg.
We're not using eggs. We're just going to do it the easy way with cookie dough that I bought at the store. But it will still be fun. Nora, open the M&Ms and pour them into a bowl. Now, Benji, you open the pretzels, pour them into the other bowl.
Go for it.
Whoa, too many.
All right, let's put them back in the bag. It was a flood of pretzels.
Whoa, too many.
It's like the Titanic, but instead of water, it's just with pretzels.
I hope these cookies turn out better than the Titanic.
Eventually, we steered our cookie ship back on track, and we helped the kids shape their dough.
It's like an upside-down triangle, okay?
Yeah.
These are going to be yummy. When we're done, maybe we could take them over to some neighbors. I bought boxes we can put them in, too, from the dollar store yesterday.
No, Benji, that's too many noses.
No.
Rudolph only has 1 nose, not 2.
Daddy's looks really nice. Daddy's will go to the neighbor, and Benji's will be for us to eat.
Benji's look like a... Well, I don't want to say that, because I was going to say he looks like a rescue reindeer.
Finally, we got the cookies into the oven, and we were ready for a taste test.
Yum, 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 yum.
With that resounding review from Nora, we set out to deliver the cookies to our neighbors. We started with Harry and Vonda next door.
This is very nice of you.
Thank you so much for these wonderful, wonderful Christmas cookies.
Then it was down the street to greet the new neighbors.
Is anyone home? All right, let's go to the next house.
Maybe next year. Next, we went across the street to Alma's house.
You're welcome.
But they're very lovely. We always enjoy all your cookies.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
There was one more member of the Colon family we couldn't forget, Arielle. The day after our baking session, I mailed her a package at college. I asked her to record a voice memo when she opened it.
Oh, reindeer cookies from Santa. Uh-oh. They're nice and crumbled up, so. Very tasty, as I expected.
Because no matter how tall you get, you're never too big for Christmas cookies. For Florida Matters, I'm Dalia Colon.